RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
As Mike and I have been talking about the Falcons today, guys, and again, sharing, you know, what you got for Christmas and some things that went down. We're just sharing stories and having some fun today. But what does a win look like for Raheem Morris and his coaching staff? And as we talk about this, we asked Coach Ra about facing the Rams because it's a team, obviously, he knows really well. Now, the team has changed, right? He's been here a few years. I mean, there were some changes even at the end when he was the defensive coordinator. But here's what he said in regards to the Rams.
You know, fun, you know, like I know what they're about, you know, and they're going to come in here and they're going to go out there and they're fighting for a one seed, you know, and I know what that means. I've been in that building when you're doing those things. I've been in that building. We had the opportunity to go to playoffs. I know what that building feels like. That building's not in it not to win a championship, and everything they're going to do, they're going to come in here and try to do, and we better match it. And I love that because I love to be able to build up what it feels like, what it looks like, what the mentality has to be to go out there and win a championship. I was with him when we done it, and I want to be able to show this team how to do it because I believe we can.
Question is he going to get that chance? You know, if you win this game, and again, we've been kind of slicing it up the last couple of days. What is this consulting firm that's got Arthur Blank's ear looking for? You know, how much ultimately is it going to be Arthur going to take this information and still go from his gut? I mean, he fired Arthur Smith, and at the press conference, it's like he wanted to keep Arthur Smith. So I don't know. I mean, there's – and then I've been saying I've never been really comfortable with Zach Robinson's play calling. You know, we talk to Dave Archer every week. He thinks that he's doing a decent job. The guys just aren't executing. I counter – well, I said earlier with you, like the third down percentages aren't great. You know, and we just – we don't – I don't think he's the right guy to work with Penix Jr. Penix Jr., by the way, the timeline – I saw an article from the AJC this week.
Yeah.
That, you know, he might be good to go.
Start of the season?
Start of the season, if everything goes well. I just think people are just kind of rolling their eyes because of the injury history he had in college.
Yeah.
Other knee.
I'm just apprehensive about it. Here's the thing. That's with no setbacks. And that's with him being 100% go at the start of the season. If you're going to run him out there, and again, remember, he's the future.
Right.
If you're going to run him out there and there's a chance, Mike, that he's not 100%, why are you doing it? Why would you risk him when you don't have to and you're going to tell me, all right, he needs another 2 or 3 weeks to be 100%? Then you do that. But that also means he doesn't start the season. And that's what I hope he does, guys. If we knew right now, I think the decision on Cousins makes it very easy to make that decision. But because they don't know, they are really looking at this and going, all right, we need to have a B plan. And Mike always talks about, you know, what's the B plan? Well, if you don't have one right now, heading into this big offseason, you just think B plan is just going to come about like in July where they go, hey, we don't have another quarterback.
Right.
That's not how this is going to work. So you better target whoever you want to go get. If it's not a guy that's currently in your building, and then the thing is, you just keep your fingers crossed with Penix. All this medical stuff, Mike, it's guessing. It just is.
Right. I mean, if you can't get Aaron Rodgers to play ball, now, how would that work? I mean, if you believe that, you know, he can, again, how does he, that's the one thing about Monday Night that matters to me. How does he finish? Because if you believe he can do it at this level,
Cousins,
yeah. Then you work with him and you try to, I don't know, you can restructure in the form of a signing bonus. I mean, it's still a big hit. You're just trying to move the money to kind of give you some flexibility with the cap. Otherwise, guys, Daniel Jones hits the open market coming off a knee injury or Achilles.
Achilles.
Aaron Rodgers, if he's going to play another year. Trey Lance, no one even knows what he is.
He's not leaving the Steelers, yeah. Mike. And I say that only because Can you imagine? Here's Rodgers going from team to team at the end. He really likes the situation there in Pittsburgh. I don't think he's leaving. If he does decide to come back, they'll make one more run of it. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers – and that's not because of the Falcons, guys. I think that's any team calling. He's in a really good spot where Tomlin has his back there. I don't see that happening, but he is going to be available. You're right.
Malik Willis is set to be an unrestricted free agent. You may see him in for Jordan Love coming up this week.
Didn't he look good in this last outing that he had?
He did. Yeah, no, a lot of Falcon fans wanted us to take a flyer on him a couple of years ago.
Out of Liberty, right?
Right.
Yeah. And that's – look, that's still a lot of slim pickings there. It just is.
But no, it's not elite.
Yeah, Mike's giving you options, but it's slim pickings. Let's hear from Bijan Robinson, guys. You'll hear the full interview coming up in the 6 o'clock hour as B joined us talking about what he wants to do in prime time against the Rams.
Man, it's going to be fun, man. Like, you know, these prime time games are just another opportunity to put God's gift on display and, you know, for the team to, you know, make noise. And that's why I think these prime time games are super fun, man. Like, to get to play in front of a crowd that may not have seen us play before. And this is for us to go out there and execute and to make the most of this opportunity that we can on Monday Night Football, especially after Christmas.
Let's hope that's the case. And look, going into next season, and I think we already kind of know this, right? With Saquon having a slide back after the amazing year he had last year, and McCaffrey still one of the top dudes, there's no doubt. But, Mike, I think everybody's going to be talking about Bijan Robinson being the number one running back going into next season.
Right. And then, you know, losing Tyler Algier, which is a great way to kind of let, you know, him get a blow or go play at wide receiver or in the slot. I hate to lose Algier. We've talked, we'll have all offseason to talk about who's staying, who's going, who gets tagged, because certainly, you know, that would be Pitts. Everybody else, you'd love to keep Algier, but I still think Algier can make big money. Kirk Cousins said he can be a starter anywhere in the league. He brought that up this week. Jesse Bates was asked, Taron Wack, who writes for the Falcons website.
Yeah.
Said, hey, man, you getting any insight from Zach Robinson on Matthew Stafford? No. He hasn't now again. He's busy coming up with a game plan, but apparently Raheem has shared insight into what his process is with Jesse and members of the defense, because this is where you do have some of that secret sauce because you were with that team.
You got to reveal it. Now, how and if Sean McVay changes some of that up, or Mike, if you're able to get a play or two on them because you recognize certain things that they're able to do, but you know McVay knows this too. I mean, you know, he's not going to go into this game and not change a couple of calls and audibles that maybe Raheem may be aware of. They're aware of that. But do you know what this still comes back down to? And I brought this up earlier. They have the number one offense in the league. Stop us. I don't care if you know what we're doing. This is what good teams do. They just come out and go, hey, we're going to Puka Nacua. Good luck.
And Seattle had no answer for it. And then they had no answer for Seattle. And that's the thing. You know, they were sitting there on the sideline thinking they'd won the game, and it was all over. More from the Falcons website from Taron Wack. They asked Marquise Williams, our special teams coordinator, what about Jamal Agnew?
Because
you put him on the practice squad, he got claimed by D.C. That's how it works. If you don't play him, a team can claim him. So he said those decisions are made by Raheem, Terry, and our personnel department. So take him. I'm not trying.
So you didn't want him cut.
I'm not trying to sow seeds that there's some sort of disconnect here. But
no. You go ahead.
But there's a freaking disconnect with the special teams
there
unit.
There is.
Okay. What the heck's going on? Kadarrell Hodge got benched 1 week. This guy got benched, and you put him on practice squad. I mean, what's going on? What's going on here? This is a part of the whole package. When you have a malfunctioning unit, okay? You know, if your left tire keeps showing up as low pressure, eventually you do change it, you know? Yeah. Not us.
Yeah, look, he's saying the right thing. I just feel like if he didn't feel like Agnew was helping us, and we signed Agnew with the purpose of helping the specialties. I mean, that was
a veteran.
Yeah, it was supposed to be one of the signings of the offseason because, hey, he's going to improve our special teams. Knock, knock, he didn't. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. One other thing from Raw, and that is if he feels good about there being fan support to have him back. As we count down now, we've got this Monday night and obviously the last game of the season against the Saints. But here's what he told us earlier this week.
You know, you can't ride the emotional roller coaster. It definitely makes you feel good and all of those things, but you got to just have a belief and a common belief in what you're trying to get done. And I really see things going the right way. When you're talking about the guys that we're talking about, like a Bijan Robinson, like a Drake London, like the front that we have up here when we talk about our five, what we start to do when it's talking about creating a pass rush, some of the things on the back end are starting to happen with Watt and a Jesse Bates and some of those things. Like you got no choice but to go out there and get better. And we got to do some better things as far as execution. We got to do some better things as far as coaching. We got to do some better things across the board. But I tell you what, man, I like my chances, and I like our chances to be able to go out here and do what we want to get done and get the things that we want to get accomplished.
If you could do it all over again, do you revisit Kirk Cousins as your starter from the jump?
Or you never want to play the what if games and all those type of things. Got a lot of confidence in Michael Penix and what he was able to do at the beginning of the season and how he started the game off with us in that Tampa game, man. When he checked Superman, it almost won us that football game and got really close to doing it. Or just being to watch him throw some of the passes and, like, have the highest percentage of downfield and some of the play action passes he was able to do. Unfortunately, got hurt. But I also, at the same time, told you guys,
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A lot of confidence in Kirk Cousins. Our organization had a lot of confidence in Kirk Cousins. It was the reason that he was here. It was the reason that we let him go in the game. It was the reason he went in the game and just assumed the position that he had to, and he's led us to some big-time wins.
That is Raheem Morris here with us on Dukes and Bell. Earlier in the week, full interviews online at odyssey.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.